Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host, and it's Joe Heschmeyer. I didn't know which of them was going to be in the chair to start this hour. Joe and Tim both here for Pledge Drive, but also ready to take your questions. Joe Heschmeyer, of course, the author of a whole bunch of great books, including The Early Church Was the Catholic Church. I'll let you call with your questions. I'll give you the number to call with the questions just a couple times, and then we're going to go to the fundraising number. The number to call if you have a question for Joe Heschmeyer, and then in a little bit Tim will come in, is 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. My calculations are not always the most reliable calculations, but I will look to you, Darren, to tell me, do we come up $1,000 short?
$800 short.
$800 short last hour. That's Joe Heschmeyer. Joe, thanks. Welcome.
Oh, no problem. I'm happy to read off the screen.
Okay. Well, I got to tell you, Joe, if for us to be fully funded for the next 3 months, we got to raise $100,000 in 1 hour. That has never happened. So it's going to be an adventure.
You know, they never put a man on the moon until they did.
Nicely said, Joe. I hope that this is that mission and not one of the earlier ones. 888-291-8000 is the number if you'd like to call and make your pledge of support. All right, we got another $20,000 match this hour, and we've got that second match for anybody who starts a new recurring pledge. Joe, what we have seen all day today is lots and lots of folks taking advantage of the recurring opportunity because their recurring pledge is getting matched twice. What we have asked for and have not seen much of is those people who are in a position to make a large pledge to make a large pledge. So I would say maybe 5-6 people have called and made $1,000 or $1,200 pledge. Those have been the biggest pledges today. We do need, and we usually see when we're struggling a bit like this, a $5,000, maybe a $10,000 dollar pledge, some $2,500 pledges. So we are in need right now. So I'm just letting folks know that we're not going to make it unless we get all hands on deck. Certainly this hour, and we need those who have the funds and are able to do it, who can make that $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 pledge to do so. 888-291-8000 is the number.
Yeah, I was just going to say, in terms of, if you think about the value for your money, radio as a medium is incredible because, one, it's a relatively inexpensive way to reach a lot of people literally around the world. I mean, anyone who listens to the show regularly knows people call in from all over the place. But two, it also is a great way to reach people who maybe wouldn't take the time to go to a parish program, wouldn't take the time to even pick up a Catholic book. But this is a great no-pressure kind of on-ramp where people who are just driving can tune in and listen and maybe hear something they'd never thought about before. And it can be life-changing. I just had a class that I was doing on Tuesday night in Topeka, and a retired Protestant pastor came, and we were talking about the Eucharist, and he said, "You've almost persuaded me." And wow. Those kind of encounters are made possible not just in the local place we happen to be as apologists, but around the country and around the world through the medium of radio. And so those kind of, you know, that's potentially life-changing kind of stuff. That's one example. There are a lot of these examples all over the place, many of which we will never know this side of heaven. So anyone who maybe you don't feel like you're particularly called to be on this side of the mic, you can still be part of that mission by helping to fund it and make it happen.
And it is very direct. I just want to say thanks to Christina in Newport. I just saw Christina made a $5,000 gift. That's the largest gift we have received in this pledge drive. And
thank you, Christina.
Christina is somebody that we know, wonderful, kind person. And thanks, Christina. You saw we were having a hard time, and I really appreciate it. God bless you for that. The number 888-291-8000, six lines open right now. If you want to make a pledge of $1, you want to make a pledge of $5,000. It's the same line, and it all gets matched. 888-291-8000. If you want to spend a lot of time, tell your story. We love hearing the stories after the show. Or you want to be done quickly, just let them know. Just let the person know, hey, Cy said you can do this in about 90 seconds. Can we do that? And they'll, you know, because maybe you're pulled over to the side of the road, they'll get you done. 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can also text the word Catholic to 24365. How about we make you do some work, Joe?
I'd be happy to do a little bit.
All right. I think the next one is from Christian in Keyport, New Jersey, watching on YouTube. I hope I have them in the right order. Christian in New Jersey, thank you very much for your call. Go ahead with your question for Joe Heschmeyer.
Hi, Cy and Joe. Thank you so much for taking my call. Joe, let me just tell you that I've read through the early Church of the Catholic Church, and I'm halfway through Pope Peter. And I got to say, these two books are incredible, Joe, and I look forward to buying many more books from you in the future.
That's so kind.
What a nice thing to say.
Yes, they truly increase my love and reverence for the Church and the papacy especially.
Well, God bless you. That's a wonderful witness.
So my question is, do we have a picture, whether clear or speculative, on the time of Christ's birth? I know he was born maybe around 2 BC, but I would like an idea on how long it took from the Magi, you know, from the time that they saw the star and for them to travel to the Holy Land. Because in the Gospel of Matthew, they say they found the child, Mary and Joseph, in the house.
Mm-hmm.
But when Jesus was born, it's been believed he was born in a cave and the shepherds were the first to see him. We see, you know, paintings and images where all the gang is together adoring the child at once, but I would like to know what you have to say about that.
Yeah, it's a great question. So we're not, no one just sits down and says, here are all of the details, here's an exact timeline in the way that we would like. And so it's very natural. I mean, even think about like a nativity scene, to imagine that the shepherds are there and then the Magi are just pulling up in the rear right as the shepherds are leaving. But I think there's good reason to think that it's actually a bit later. And one of the details is exactly what you said, that they appear to be in a house now. But the second one is in Matthew chapter 2, verse 16, where Herod, when he realizes that the Magi do not return and tell him where the newborn Christ is, declares that everyone in the region of Bethlehem who's 2 years old or under, like all the male children will be killed. Well, if it's a newborn, you're not going to kill a two-year-old. Like even a Roman soldier can tell the difference between a two-year-old and a newborn baby. So that's a pretty good piece of evidence that Jesus might be somewhat older than that, but trying to figure out exactly, you know, how many days, that sort of thing, that's still a little less clear. That's a little opaque. We know that 40 days after his birth, they go down into Jerusalem. So they don't just stay in Bethlehem in the cave in perpetuity. But yes, yeah, so that's what we know. We have little glimpses that we can construct a little bit of a timeline. But of all the things that happened in the Nativity account, the visit of the Magi and the massacre of the innocents and the flight into Egypt is the last of those. And it's sometime before Jesus turns 2.
You know what? I'm going to leave it there because we do have to keep raising the money. And I also want to get – I have kept a lot of callers waiting, so I'm going to try to get as many on as I can with Joe and Tim this hour. While I keep coming to you and just reminding you, and I'm going to try to keep it brief this hour, but we'll just enough to keep our colleagues who are waiting on the phone busy. And right now there's 5 lines open. The number to call is 888-291-8000. We're a long way from being fully funded, but it's under 100,000 now. I'll tell you that we're down to 95,000 to be fully funded by the end of this hour. Your call, much needed and very welcome. 888-291-8000. There's a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match for any amount given. So I just saw a gentleman just gave $7.75 matched 100%. If you can make it a monthly pledge in any amount, that will be matched again because we have a generous donor who made those funds available to us. 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or if you want another way, just text the word Catholic to 24365. Catholic to 24365. Fabian's a new listener and he's a brand new monthly donor and he'll try to come to our conference in September. Well, Fabian, sounds like we're friends now. I really appreciate that. Thank you very, very much. All right, back to the phones for Joe. I want to keep him answering questions and I want to keep doing our job. Let me go to Karen in Colorado, listening on Catholic.com, our website. Karen, welcome. Go ahead with your question for Joe.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My husband and I are doing a Bible study on church history at our parish. We recently discussed the heresy of Marcion in the second century. I think it was around 140 AD.
Mm-hmm.
Our information indicates that some of Marcion's beliefs were contrary to sacred scripture, but the canon of the Bible hadn't been established at the time of Marcion. So how did they know that his views went against sacred scripture if the canon hadn't been developed yet? And how can I explain this to our group?
Well, that's a great question, Karen. And that is exactly the kind of question I like when people call into the show about, because, you know, you can ask someone in the parish about Marcionism, but it's reasonable if they say, I don't know what you're talking about. And it's good to have a place you can ask. So the short-ish answer is this. Marcion claimed that the God of the New Testament was different than the God of the Old Testament. He thought the God of the Old Testament was evil. He rejected the inspiration of the Old Testament scriptures. He rejected the inspiration of most of the New Testament as well, because here's the thing. Jesus is constantly quoting the Old Testament favorably. So if you don't like the God of the Old Testament, Jesus considers that God his father, you're going to be in a tough spot accepting the God of the New Testament. It's obviously the same God. And so he had, it was like a moth-eaten rag, I believe, is how one of the church fathers describes his Gospel of Luke, because he'd cut out so many parts that he disagreed with. So given that, he was disagreeing with, A, the Old Testament scriptures that any of the Jewish people or Christians already had, B, with the apostolic preaching, C, the preaching of Jesus, and D, those books that were already known to be canonical. So it's not as if all the Christians until the 300s said, we have no idea which New Testament books are inspired. They knew that there were some books that are inspired. St. Peter, for instance, refers to Paul's writings as scripture. And so there's what's sometimes called the proto-canon. And all that means is there were some books that people very quickly realized, yep, these ones are definitely New Testament scripture. They don't use that language, but they clearly considered them canonical. They clearly considered them inspired. But then there were other books that didn't have the same reputation that were more controversial. So books like 2 Peter, the Epistle to the Hebrews, we don't even know the author of, Revelation, these kind of books, there were question marks next to them. There were also some other books that there were question marks next to because they were good books. So for instance, St. Clement writes a letter to the church in Corinth. He doesn't claim it's scripture, but it's a good book and it's written by a pope. So should we consider that part of the New Testament? So there were some books they were very clear on. There were some books there were question marks around. And so that's where the early church has this really important role to play in saying which books are in and which books are out. In terms of the four Gospels, we know Irenaeus in 180 talks about Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We know before that the so-called Moratorian fragment mentions four Gospels. Half of that fragment is missing, so we only know the names of two of them, but it certainly looks like it's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And so this is not some invention in the 300s. This goes back much further. But that's a great question. So the church does have a really important role to play in kind of setting the boundaries of the canon, but it's not like before that there was no knowledge of which books were and weren't in.
And thank you very much for the call. I hope that that was helpful. Joe loves those early church questions because he wrote the book, The Early Church Was the Catholic Church. The number here to call and make your pledge of support is 888-291-8000. Let me tell you, I'm going to look right now and I'm going to give you an up-to-date number of how far we are from our goal. The computer is working, it's churning, it's doing its thing, and we are 80... 80, we're 90,000. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to round it off. We're 90,000 away from our goal. We're $90,000 away from our goal right now. And we have 45 minutes to raise that 90,000. It's an extraordinary number, but we have extraordinary listeners and we need your support right now. I tell you that that large number in part because we really are seeing lots of folks coming in and making the $10 a month pledge, which is wonderful. But in order for that to add up to the amount of money, $225,000 that we have to raise, well, then we're going to need some very large donations. Our friend Christina from here in California helped us out with $5,000. If you could help us out with a $5,000 pledge now, a few of those, and we'll be well within striking distance of making the number that we need to make in order to be fully funded. Right now, there are eight lines open, 888-291-8000, or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Can I just make a guarantee here?
Go ahead, give me a
guarantee. You are not going to get to the Last Judgment and say, Lord, I'm sorry I donated so much money to Catholic Answers.
No, that's right. Well,
you don't need to sweat it. So if that's your worry,
come on.
I mean, there are plenty of things you might be spending money on. You're going to have to say, I didn't need to go out that often to eat. You are not going to have to worry about this line of the budget. So, you know, be generous.
888-291-8000. A long way to go. And I'll tell you what, I'm just going to let Joe keep answering questions, because I realize it's an enormous number to be 90,000 away and have now 44 minutes left. I'm going to leave it in your hands. I trust in you. We need the help. You know we need the help. 888-291-8000. James in Lafayette, Indiana, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app, which I will just say is paid for by people who called 888-291-8000. James, thank you very much for your call. Go ahead with your question for Joe.
All right, guys. So I'm a Protestant pastor who's discerning conversion, and my question is that I know the Proto-Evangelium of James depicts Mary as having a pain-free childbirth, probably as a way to demonstrate her being born without original sin. But recently I read John Bergsma's book, Stunned by Scripture, and he says that the woman in Revelation 12 is Mary. So my question is, if the woman in Revelation 12 is Mary, how come Revelation 12 verse 2 says that the woman cries out in pain from childbirth if Mary's sinlessness is supposed to mean she doesn't have pain in childbirth?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. So before I get any further, I want to just remind listeners, this is a Protestant pastor calling in discerning Catholicism, and this is the kind of thing that your donations support. That's beautiful. I'm grateful to God for your journey and for your witness right now. So when we're looking at the prophetic imagery of Revelation 12, it's a woman who gives birth to a child, and the child, we're told, is destined to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. And so who's the mother of that child? Well, who's the child? Well, in one sense, the child is Jesus. In another sense, the child is the saints. And we get that from the book of Revelation itself. It uses that imagery in both places. So, for instance, in Revelation 2:27, it uses the rod of iron imagery to refer to Jesus. In Revelation 19, the other way around. Revelation 2:27 is about the saints. Revelation 19:15 is about Jesus. Uses rod of iron imagery in both cases. It applies this prophecy from the Psalms, both to Jesus and to the saints. So if you say, who does this image refer to? It's both. It's both Jesus and the saints. Well, who's the mother of Jesus and who's the mother of the church? Well, it's Mary. We could also say Israel. We could also say the church. All of those answers are right. But with the prophetic imagery, sometimes one detail fits better with one of those than the others. I'll give you an example. 2 Samuel 7, David goes to build a house for God. God says, you're not going to build a house for me. I'm going to build a house for you. And he makes this promise that a son of David will have this house, this dynasty that lasts forever. Well, who's that about? In one sense, it's about Solomon and the building of the first temple. In another sense, pretty clearly, it's about Jesus. But there are certain details about the sins and the iniquities that this son will commit and how he'll be chastened that don't apply to Jesus. And so we recognize this as a messianic prophecy, but not in every detail. Likewise, Revelation 12 is a Marian image, but not in every detail. Like, that's just the way these biblical kind of prophetic images work. They can have multiple applications, and it might refer to one in one sense and another in another. There's more that I could say about that, but I want to kind of be respectful of the time. But that's a great question, and I'm very glad that you asked.
Thank you very much. I hope you'll call on another day. It would be wonderful to get to hear your story, and I'm sure you'll understand that we're a little bit pressed for time because we have 40 minutes left in this program, and we have almost 90. It's not quite 90 anymore, $1,000 to raise. And so I am taking the opportunity between calls to ask folks to please pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. We do have that $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match for anybody who pledges in any amount up to $20,000, 888-291-8000. We have another match, which is for anyone who makes a new monthly pledge, and that will essentially triple the money for any new monthly pledge in any amount. We've got all kinds of thank you gifts that we'd like to give you, some of our books, including for those who come in at the $20 a month level, The Heart of the Gospel, How the Beatitudes Show Us God's Plan for Happiness, the beautiful new book from Father Sebastian Walsh. Maybe at the $45 level, we've got wonderful gifts, including Jimmy Akin's Introduction to Apologetics course at our School of Apologetics. But more than anything, I appeal to all of that, but more than anything, I want to appeal to you on the grounds that we are in need of your help at the moment. Catholic Answers is funded forward. That is, we need to be funded for the next 3 months, and I have every confidence that we will be with your help. It's worked for more than 25 years, this model, but we rely entirely on our listeners, and 888-291-8000 is the place to go and make your pledge of support. If you value radio that loves Jesus, that loves his church, that shares the goodness of the sacraments and of the moral life that Christ taught, but also a radio program that's able to stand up for sanity, stand up for basic decency in a world that is more and more insane, and frankly, less and less decent to one another. This is our call for your help right now, 888-291-8000. Lots of folks have been generous with their $10, $20, $30, $50, even $100 a month pledges. What we have been saying that we need and we still need are those who will call and make those larger pledges to supplement all of that. One $5,000 pledge goes an awful long way around here. So if somebody could make a $10,000 pledge, I'm afraid to say the $10,000, but if somebody could
swing for the fences,
then it will make a huge difference right now. Or maybe you can make one of those $1,000, $2,000 gifts. I know that's a lot of money. I also know that we put it to good use. I am fully confident of that. And I also know some folks have it. And if you got it, we could use it. 888-291-8000.
You know, historically, I'm not natural as a fundraiser, but I feel so comfortable going before everyone listening and saying, this is a better use of your money than a lot of the other ways it's likely to be spent. Now, again, I'm saying that for people who have the means to donate, especially to give a big donation, that you can stand up and say, yeah, this is well served. Because even if you don't need the content, and I suspect you probably do, but even if you don't or don't feel like you do, I bet there's someone in your life who does. And this is an opportunity, an avenue where they can tune in and they can hear this. Or maybe it'll be a stranger. Maybe it's someone you don't even know who will be benefiting in some, not just temporal way, but in a way towards eternal life, where it can make not just a lifelong change here on this earth, but a change that lasts on for eternity. That's unthinkable return on investment. I mean, I challenge you to find any secular investment that can say this quite plausibly will have eternal rewards. And yet that's what Jesus really makes clear. Like St. Paul in 2 Corinthians talks about how God won't be outdone in generosity. And so you give big, even when it seems crazy to give big, and God, he'll show up. He's going to do his part if you do your part.
888-291-8000 is the number to call. I'm going back to the phones because I really do have confidence that folks will pick up that phone and call. 888-291-8000. If you want to go online, you can do it yourself at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text the word Catholic to 24365. I am going now to Edward in Los Angeles watching on YouTube. Edward, thank you for your patience. Go ahead with your question for Joe.
Hello, Joe. So my question is about Vatican II. So I'm currently in the process of trying to refute some ideas that have been proposed by some enemies of the council. And one thing that's very much confused me is looking over all these quotes from different popes. So Pope Eugene IV, I believe, in his bull, Contente Domino, he established multiple doctrines, and including the filioque, and he said that the church rejects and anathematizes anyone who thinks opposed and contrary things. And there's also Pope Pius XII, who in Mystici Corpus Christi says that heresy and schism sever a man from the body of the church. And there's also, ultimately seeing these quotes, the question that comes to me is, well, how can I reconcile this with Vatican II, which says that people who are separated from the church are still in the body of Christ and are in an albeit imperfect communion with the church, but it is certain.
Okay.
Let's
get you an answer because we're coming up on the break.
Yeah, no, it's a great question. And I think a little bit of historical context helps there because you gave the example of Eugene IV. Well, he's at the Council of Florence, which has Eastern Orthodox and Coptic Christians who are present, and they recognize their holy orders. They recognize their baptism. They recognize the grace of the sacraments in these Eastern and Coptic bodies. They don't say, if you read just the text in isolation, you might think that the Catholic position is, therefore, Orthodox sacraments are invalid, therefore, Coptic sacraments are invalid. That's not the case at all. Rather, we've always said the church is the Catholic Church, but others can be joined in a kind of complicated way. Schism is wrong, but that doesn't mean that we deny all of the graces that are present in someone who's born into a schism. There's more to be said, but I will turn that over to Tim in the second half hour.
888-291-8000. We need your help right now.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Thanks so much for being with us. Thanks so much for your support. We're still a long way from being fully funded, but lots of folks stepping up, and we are very, very grateful for that. The number to call if you are ready to make your pledge of support is 888-291-8000. Tim Staples back with us to wrap up this pledge drive. He's our big ringer that we bring in here at the end. Tim, thanks for coming back.
Man, it's good to be with you. Great to hear Joe, too. Always, man.
It is always great to hear Joe. Now, here's the problem I got.
Yeah.
We need all these phone lines, and apparently a friend of yours is on the line.
Yeah.
And so you're going to take a call from a friend on the air, Tim.
I am.
All right, go ahead.
I am. And if y'all – now, I'm going to start talking like this. Now, you know I'm a Southern boy.
I am from Virginia,
and we were the capital of the Confederacy, just so you know. But I have to talk a little bit like this when I introduce this friend of mine right here. And his name is Clay Walker. And if y'all love country music the way I do, then you know who Clay Walker is. Hey, Clay, it's great to have you with us.
You too, brother. I appreciate you you having me on.
So what brings you to call Catholic Answers Live, brother?
Well, I've called with a donation, and, you know, I'm thinking that the donation is going to be in proportion, you know, to how good your answers are to my questions.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Oh, no. Okay. All right.
No pressure. All right, Clay. What you got, brother?
Well, I'll make a couple of statements. First of all, let me say that I love the program. I found Carl Keating quite a few years ago, maybe like 10 years ago or so. And it came at a pretty crucial time in my life whenever I have some great friends who are Southern Baptists who I love with all my heart.
And amen.
I grew up raised in the Assembly of God Church, and I know, Tim, you had some time in the Assembly of God Church.
Absolutely.
I absolutely love my experience. Wouldn't trade it for anything.
Amen.
The biblical knowledge that I gained, the scripture, the great preaching, the fellowship, the Holy Spirit. I believe all of those things exist inside of the Assembly of God Church. I was baptized Catholic when I was three, and I was born, and then my parents divorced when I was three, and so my mother, who is Assembly of God, raised me that way. And
yeah.
I met my wife Jessica, and I was determined to, you know, set my sights on Catholicism and follow it and understand it. And I did that before I met her. Actually, I started rediscovering my Catholic roots, and so. My Baptist friends who came over to my house, and they're wonderful people. I want to make sure I'm using these correct disclaimers so you understand.
Amen.
I love all Christians. All
absolutely, brother.
Did not know that my wife and I were Catholic.
Right.
I've been friends with them for years. And upon celebrating dinner, they started talking about how good it was to be in our home, that they were from Indiana. And, They're just surrounded by Catholics, and it's so good to be around some Christians. And I looked at my wife, and she looked at me. I looked back at my friends, and I go, "We're Catholic." And they go, "You're kidding me."
Yeah.
I started explaining the similarities between our religions, you know,
yeah.
and as we got, long story short, they were completely distraught. And
yeah.
when they left, the wife of my best friend left me a book. She said, "I want you to have this, and it's called The Gospel According to Rome."
Oh boy.
And I got this book, and my wife, who is the most humble Catholic woman I've ever met in my life,
yeah,
was in tears, and she goes, "I cannot believe." She goes, "I feel so assaulted in our own home." And I said, "Don't worry, I'll figure this out." And so I started looking for the antidote, and I found Carl Keating's book.
Right.
Of course, you know the one I'm talking about.
Catholicism versus Fundamentalism, yes.
Yeah. And so I read it, and it gave me a really good foundational understanding of our doctrine and of our catechesis. And I know there's a lot of people listening on this call right now who probably deal with the same thing. But, you know, my mother and my siblings are all Protestant,
right.
And I love them very dearly. And anytime I try to introduce anything Marian or anything
yes.
to do with the Catholic Church, they send me, you know, and they're very devout. They're very devout Christians. Let me say this. I love my siblings. They are the A-team when it comes to Scripture.
Amen.
And understand. So one of my sisters, you know, left me a message on my text the other day. They sent me this thing about how the horror Babylon that we've all heard for years and years and years, oh, this whole thing. And
yeah.
so, and I said, hey, look. I said, I don't agree with all the things that you see going on inside of our church's hierarchy, et cetera, et cetera. I said, but, you know, and they go, look, Jesus left us a playbook. It's called the Bible. I said, and he also left us another playbook called the Catholic Church. And it was this playfulness, but they were all so up in arms. And I thought, how do I, you know, speak to my family that I love more than anything?
Yes.
And my mother constantly asks
yeah.
me, do I believe in the rapture? And I'm like, Mom, here's what I believe.
Yeah.
I believe that I got to be prepared for whatever is coming. I don't know if a rapture is coming. But you need to know that this Christian son that you raised is faithful.
Yeah.
And I'm also a faithful Catholic. And you need to know that there's so much more to the
yeah.
lenses. I said, this is what I'm saying to you is not in lieu, meaning instead of anything that you know, believe, or love about the Bible. This is enhancement. If
yeah.
you understood what the Catholic Church has known for 2,000 years,
mm-hmm.
you would know that all the great preaching that
right.
you are hearing out there in the world, and there's a lot of it that our church, unfortunately, has avoided preaching in the churches, and I don't even want to go there.
Yeah. But brother, if you could if we could narrow it down, though, what would be the question that you need me to respond to? And by the way, folks, I have to say this because Clay, when I met you and we were blessed to be able to come, my wife and I and a couple of daughters, to one of Clay's concerts. And if you haven't seen him, you need to, folks. He's incredible. The man puts on a show. Oh my goodness! But I'm blown away right here because you know I can't believe you're bold enough to come out like you are right now on the radio all over the world. This is beautiful, brother. But what is the question?
How does any person with love and not in the cavalier way, even though you don't mean it to be cavalier, how do you deliver the beauty of Catholicism to people who have been taught to avoid it?
Yep. Yeah. I'll tell you what, Clay, you and I have an advantage in answering a question like that. But I got to mention to everybody right now, folks, this is Clay Walker, the Clay Walker, the country music Clay Walker, that's telling his story right here. But we need you now to get back on those phones because we've got 11 open lines at 888-291-8000, and we need to make up a deficit right now, folks, at 888-291-8000. We need those $1,000 gifts. We need that $5,000 gift. We need that $10,000 gift, and we are looking for that $20,000 gift. Get on the phones right now at 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365. Please, folks, we need your help. But, Clay, you and I have an advantage here because you and I have been on the other side, right? I was raised Baptist. I was a minister in an Assembly of God community. And so what I do is I share my experience, and I do it just like you do, Clay. I begin by sharing the transformative power that I experienced in my Baptist upbringing, being saved when I was 10, baptized when I was 10, Easter Sunday, 1974. My pastor, Eugene Foreman, who was one of the most godly men I've ever known in my life, who taught me. I mean, I was so blessed to be there. And in my days in the Assemblies of God, I say just like you do, it was beautiful, powerful what I experienced there. But, and that's where the but comes in, Clay, and I share just like you do, I say, look, if you go to Acts chapter 18, Apollos was a man who only knew the baptism of John, but he believed in Jesus, and the scripture says he was fervent in the spirit, convincing the Jews mightily of the truth concerning Jesus Christ. But he didn't have the fullness of the gospel. He only had the baptism of John and the truth about Jesus. And so what did Priscilla and Aquila do? They took him aside and they led him to the way more perfectly. And that's what we're doing here. We are enhancing. I'll use your word. And then what I do is I let them tell me where we're going to go in the conversation. I'll say something like, you know, what is the single doctrine that you think is just the craziest that the Catholic Church teaches? And they'll say it, and then I'll begin there. And I have found, Clay, that if you scratch where it itches, man, that's where you're going to be effective. I don't come with a pre-programmed, I'm going to give you the four spiritual laws, or I'm going to give you these 4 points. I let them lead the discussion. I might ask some questions here and there, but the main thing, and this is what we do here at Catholic Answers, and we do it day in and day out, we answer people's questions. We let them ask the questions, and we bring the answers. And man, once you answer, especially if you can answer that one that's the one that's really got them, man, that's just the craziest thing. Man, you are a long way toward bringing somebody to the fullness of the truth. So that's my method. But I'm always open to the Holy Spirit in every situation, and you let God lead, of course. Does that make sense, Clay?
Jim, I give you a B-, but good going.
It was a good try.
But I want to tell you this. I want someone out there who's listening, and I know that you have the money, I'm going to challenge you today because my wife and I recently found out that we are pregnant, and this is our sixth child, and I've told
Praise
no one
God.
This. It's not public, but I'm saying it here as a blessing. You know, our children of faith, our Catholic children, need to know that we, Tim Staples, and Catholic Answers is doing everything we can to preserve the Catholic faith so it will be there for them.
Amen.
My wife and I would like to give $10,000, and we would like someone to match us out there. I know there's someone out there that can do
God
that,
bless
and
you.
I want them to do it.
Well, God bless you, Clay. Thanks so much, brother, for calling, and I'll be talking at you. All right, and please, Clay, keep those questions coming to me. Now, I haven't heard a question from you for a while, so keep them coming, and we're looking forward to see you in Tennessee sometime. All right?
Congratulations on number six.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
God bless you. Thank you, Clay, and we'll be talking. Folks, now, somebody's got to pick up that phone and take up Clay on that offer. Somebody's got to match. He just gave $10,000. We need somebody else to call. 888-291-8000. Right now, folks, where is that $10,000 gift? Because we've got a long way to go, and we've only got 18
minutes till the top of the hour.
18 minutes, folks. So we need those. And please, don't let – you've heard me say this. Don't let the devil tell you your $25 a month doesn't matter, because we've got 8 open lines right now, folks. Call. Give that $25 a month. And remember, it gets tripled. When you give $25 a month, it's not just $300, folks. It's $900. And when you give that $10,000, it's not $10,000, it's $20,000 because it gets doubled. Folks, if you give that $1,000, that $5,000, it gets doubled. So please, folks, we are running out of time, and we've got a long way to go to get to our goal for $120,000 for today. Please, 888-291-8000, call now. We've got 9 open lines, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365.
9 lines open, 888-291-8000, as Tim said, or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You know, that's extraordinary to get a call from Clay Walker like that and to hear that beautiful witness. But doesn't it make you feel like everywhere there are people who answer the call? Like that there are people
Amen.
Who hear the Lord's voice calling them, and I thank God that I don't have wealth or fame like that man does, because I would not handle it that way.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful to.
It really is. And I tell you, getting to know Clay, man, he is a salt of the earth kind of guy. But you know what? That's our people all over the world. When I travel and I go from parish to parish and conferences literally around the world, we've got salt of the earth people all over the world,
right,
folks,
yeah,
in our
right.
one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. And we need some of you salt of the earth people right now to step up to the plate, because you know what? We were here for Clay Walker, and we're here for all of you. When you have questions, and Clay has asked me questions, you know, he's texted me, and we've talked and talked, and he's so grateful every time I answer a question, and of course he uses Catholic.com and Catholic Answers Live, my friends, and there are literally millions around the world who do the same. But right now, my friends, we are really running out of time, and we need y'all to call, because we now have 5 open lines at 888-291-8000. I'm not exactly sure how far we have to go.
I don't know either.
But we've got a long we've got a long way. We've got over $60,000 that we need to raise in 15 minutes.
And we got a $10,000 challenge there. Clay Walker said, can somebody else step up and give $10,000? He challenged somebody else to do it. Maybe there's somebody out there listening right now who says, yes, I can. If you are that person, please pick up that phone and call, because I'm just going to keep making Tim answer questions.
Amen, brother.
So I'll give you the number one more time, and the place you can go on the internet one more time, and then I'm going to go right to a question. 888-291-8000 is where you can call to make your pledge, or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We go now to Houston, Texas. Anthony, I think Clay has a song about Texas to Tennessee. I think that's one of his songs. Anthony in Houston, Texas, listening on the Guadalupe Radio Network. We're glad you're here, Anthony. Go ahead with your question.
Yes, sir. I was just wondering, I've asked this question before. I've never really gotten a straight answer from people
sure.
over here on the Catholic side.
Yep.
In the Bible, there's I think it's in John, where Jesus walks into the synagogue. And he starts flipping over tables and things like that because he's
actually that was the temple. That was the temple, yeah. In the court, that not into the temple itself, but in the court of the Gentiles, which was outside of the temple. But you're right. And your question?
Okay. The question is, Catholics. I've noticed on our website, whatnot, they have like casino nights. They have festivals. They have raffles and things like that
right.
the church puts on.
Sure.
So how do we square that with what we're doing to what Jesus was upset about?
Right. A great question, my friend. And here's the key. These were money changers. Remember, when you were going to give a gift to the temple, you could not use secular money because it was considered not just inappropriate, but unclean. It could not be used in the temple. And so this is outside the temple where you have folks coming to offer their offerings. They got to get their pigeons and their lambs and such. And what was happening, it was in the exchange of, you know, just like when we travel to Italy or wherever we go, when you go to the money exchange to get your lira or whatever country you're going to, you change your money for an equal amount of lira or whatever the money is that you're needing. Well, what they were doing is ripping people off, my friend. This really has nothing to do with casino with bingo or things like that. This is talking about ripping people off because they were in a place where they didn't even know how much the money was worth, what is the exchange. And so that's what really angered our Lord. Remember, he said, you've turned my Father's house into a, which is the house of God, into a den of thieves. So they were stealing money. So really, I'm not a big fan of bingo, to be honest with you, brother, but really that has nothing to do with what Jesus is talking about here. There's nothing objectively immoral about playing bingo, but of course, if people are, you know, gambling their life's blood and so forth, yeah, that would be a sin for anybody. If you're, you know, using up all your money that you need to feed your kids and so forth, then absolutely that would be a sin. But again, Jesus isn't talking about that. He's talking about thieves. And folks, you know what? That's just another example of why Catholic Answers needs to be on the air. Folks have real questions about our one holy Catholic and apostolic faith, and they deserve, my friends, they are owed the answer. We have an obligation to give them that answer. Remember that, folks. Please help us. We have two open lines. We have one open line. I want to see that line filled right now at 888-291-8000. Now we've got two open lines. 888-291-8000. Folks, we need that $10,000. Believe me, we need a $20,000 gift right now. Let's go beyond what Clay asked. We need a $20,000 gift. Certainly that $10,000 gift. How about a $5,000 gift? And we could use multiple $1,000 gifts. And remember, that $100 a month gift, my friends, becomes $3,600. $100. Isn't that awesome?
That is awesome.
That is. And that $1,000 gift one time becomes $2,000. That $5,000. All right, you get it. Folks, pick up the phone. We've only got 11 minutes. And by the way, keep calling because as long as y'all call, our folks will stay on the phones until everybody is answered. So don't you dare stop calling 888-291-8000 because we've got, I don't know, we need over $50,000 here to meet our ultimate goal at 888-291-8000. Again, 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365.
I was just told that Xavier in South Carolina has been waiting more than an hour because we've been raising funds.
Goodness.
So Xavier, we kept you waiting a long time. I'll tell you what, when this call is over, just hang on and we'll send you a free book to say sorry for keeping you waiting so long. But Xavier, go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hey, So I sometimes attend a divine liturgy, and I learned that how they clean the communion spoons, the parishioners, they will wash it with water, and then they'll dump it out. I was wondering if that was licit and if I could still receive communion there.
Oh, absolutely. You can still receive communion there, even if what they're doing may be illicit. I don't know the law of the Byzantine Church on this. I can tell you from a Latin perspective, that would not be permitted because we have what's called a sacrarium. I don't even know how to pronounce it. Where yes, you wash the sacred vessels, but the water can't just be dumped down. You know, dumped out. It's put into a sacrarium that goes directly into the earth. And I would guess that's what they're doing, because the Byzantines that I know are very, very respectful of the Blessed Sacrament and the liturgy and such. So most likely that's what's being done there. They're probably pouring it out into the ground, which is what a sacrarium is. It's specially made, and it goes directly down into the earth, so you don't put it into just any old sink or, God forbid, into a toilet or something like that. It goes directly into the ground. But at any rate, Xavier, thanks so much for your question as well. And we are coming to the end of this 6 hours. I've got to thank everybody that's called, not just my buddy Clay, although it was great to hear from Clay Walker. My goodness, what a blessing that man is. But from all of us to all of you, everybody that's called, we are so grateful to each and every one of you. But we are not done right now. We have 8 minutes. We need y'all to get on the phone. Let's make this $50,000 push right now. I don't know where exactly we are because things are being updated right now, but let's make this $50,000 push right now. Call 888-291-8000. We can do this. 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Text Catholic to 24365.
We can make it, Tim. I have to get this. I hope I'm allowed to say the name, but a gentleman in Corning, Iowa, just gave you a $20,000 gift.
Woo!
So this is something we could do.
Praise God.
By a little miracle, because of Clay's donation and this gentleman's donation. I'll just say the first name, Byrne. And
Byrne,
I'll say thank you. And
God bless you, Byrne.
Yeah, what a beautiful gift. And you know, we're coming down to the wire. We're close.
We are close.
Not fully funded. Pick up those phones and call. We got all of our colleagues on the lines ready to take your calls, 888-291-8000.
Praise God.
You can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I'll tell you what, I've never seen two such huge donations in the last 15 minutes of a pledge drive ever.
In fact, I believe, and we'll have to check on this, but I think that's the largest gift we've received on Catholic Answers Live. We've had bigger gifts to Catholic Answers, but never on Catholic Answers Live I know of. Thank you, Byrne. Thank you, Clay. But folks, do we have another $20,000 gift out there, man? Another $10,000 gift to put us over the top? Oh my goodness, folks. Call 888-291-8000. And don't you dare. We've got 5 open lines. Somebody's probably saying, well, I'm not going to call my $25 a month. That's a lie from the devil right there. That is a lie. No, you need to call right now and give that $25 a month gift, that $50, $100, $1,000. We need all, 888-291-8000. We've only got 9 people calling right now or on the line giving money. We've got 5 open lines. We got 14 lines. 5 of them are open. Call now, 888-291-8000. My friends, we're talking about the salvation of souls. What is that worth? It's priceless. Call 888-291-8000.
That website, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Through the weekend, keep giving if you listen later, because there's lots of people who listen on the podcast version later. We'll still be finishing up the pledge drive, so please use CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you want to call right now, they'll stay on the phones as long as the phones keep ringing. So 888-291-8000. Two absolutely magnificent gifts have got us within striking distance. We're about $30,000 away now from being fully funded. For the next 3 months, 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. And I want to join Tim and just say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll see you tomorrow, God willing, right here on Catholic Answers Live.